Well, welcome, folks, to Travel Writers Radio. Welcome if you're new to our show, and of course, welcome back to those of you who tune in live at this time on a Wednesday. This is Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM. The show is produced and presented by members of Palette, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. So thanks for sharing your time with us. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich.
Hello, Graham. Hello, listeners.
Yeah, here in Victoria, we do see light at the end of the coronavirus tunnel. We are almost down to single-digit infection. I think it was 11 or 12, and then maybe a 15 today. But we just have to play the game, and we are in an enforced lockdown with a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. And, of course, for now, we're socially distanced for this co-hosting, Rita in her place and me in mine. Now, maybe you've got some comments or questions, then feel free to email us, info@travelwritersradio.com. We do appreciate your interest and your support on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, also Twitter, where we've got over 13,000 terrific followers. So look for Travel Writers Radio, that's one word. Also, we want to say good day to those of you who listen to us via podcast apps. It might be Google Podcasts or Podcast Player. There are even people listening via Podcast Addict. Or there's another one called TuneIn Radio. You can hear the show live via TuneIn Radio anywhere around the world. Rita.
Tonight, we've got some more interesting stories on food, wine, lifestyle and travel. There's a trend brewing around our big population centres as the pandemic forces us into isolation. And it's the longing for clean air, open spaces, time out from the various corona confines. And the evidence is growing that getting back to nature is, so to speak, the new black. Caroline Jasinski, who, when she's not reporting for Travel Writers Radio, is editor-at-large for The Wanderer, a magazine specialising in the RV market. Caroline tells Graham Kemlow about the latest figures on how many of us want to camp, glamp or boondock. We've been mispronouncing it for years, I suspect. It's that Spanish dish, paella, not paella, and it originates in Valencia, the third largest city in Spain. There are very strict rules about what goes into the dish in Valencia, and locals will quickly tell you a prawn should never be included. Graham Kemlow speaks to Lara Dolden of Sea Saffron, a local guided tour company that offers unique experiences touring the old and new cities, plus the authentic paella. Our West Australian correspondent Ian Jarrett heard about research in Western Australia that indicated seagrass off Rottnest Island could save 810 tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions every year. The island's seagrass meadows impact climate change and, in turn, tourism, with its ability to absorb CO2 40 times faster than a tropical rainforest and capture the carbon for thousands of years. So Ian spoke to Joanne Pierce of Edith Cowan University about the impact of this research on tourism. Graham Kemlow speaks with author Shona Riddell about her new book, Guiding Lights, in which she chronicles the work of extraordinary women who took responsibility for manning and maintaining lighthouses in various parts of the world. One of the women even had six children to look after at the same time. Bridget Leslie interviews team member Adelaine Ng about her new podcast, which started this week, and covers the business events sector of the tourism industry. Phillip Island's Penguin Parade is one of Victoria's best-known international attractions, drawing 2.6 million visitors a year, normally, and contributing $528 million to the local economy. But it's been closed for most of this year due to bushfires and COVID-19. It's just reopened this week for only 150 attendees, well short of the 3,000 capacity. Graham Kemlow speaks to Kim Story of Destination Phillip Island.
And our award-winning news editor at Travel Writers Radio, Kirsty Bedford, is back with all the travel news that you can use. even when you can't go anywhere. But maybe you're preparing a post-COVID getaway. Well, that's all coming up next on Travel Writers Radio here until 7pm on Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM.